Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. If you're looking for NBA lottery chaos and corruption, 2 p.m. Odyssey.com Rewind. Also, 3 o'clock, why the Pistons were a sneaky winner last night. We will explain. But I want to bring you this, and before you roll your eyes or turn the channel, we're doing this in a different way. But Trey Hendrickson spoke for 22 minutes as a non-participating member of the Cincinnati Bengals at OTAs. And we've talked about it before. Look, Trey Hendrickson has said, I'm not playing without a new deal. I want a new deal. They promised me a new deal. They said if I performed, I'd get a new deal. Yesterday, he said, essentially, I got lied to. Well, today, he did the equivalent of rolling the hand grenade into the bedroom and shut the door behind him as he walked down the hallway. 22 minutes. The headline is, I will not play this season without a new deal. That's your headline. Now, it goes deeper, and David, I don't know what audio you rolled in, so if you'd be so kind, that way we're not operating the redundancy department. I'll fill in the blanks, but I want the audio you rolled in first.
Yeah, I rolled the audio in. He was talking about shark attacks. He's Floridian. He talked about shark attacks.
And he's referring to Zach Taylor, who, by the way, he hadn't talked to. The organization is not talking to him. Zach Taylor with the always inviting text 30 days before minicamp. If you don't show up, you'll be fined. That's a nice personal touch for your best player, a first team all pro, and a guy who had 17 and a half sacks last year. David, anything else? Go ahead. Nope, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question. We're going to do this a different way, and I want you to think about this before you answer, text, or call. Why won't it happen? And everything's on the board. And it could be everything from Brad Holmes' ego, salary cap, actual availability, the Bengals are bastards. Why won't this happen? Because I don't think any of us believe that it truly will. I put the odds of this at the Dallas Mavericks 1.8%. But I'm keeping hope alive is that if a player of this caliber is threatening to sit out, the Lions have $40 million in cap space. Yes, CBS said they were the number one landing spot for him. That is not why I'm going to start hoping for this. I think they looked at it the same way we do. Mm-hmm. They need more pass rush. They need a proven defensive end opposite Aiden. I know. I'm sorry, Brad. No, we're not angry. We have Aiden. We're just looking to do more, be more. And they have the cap space, which most teams don't have. But here's my question to you in listener land as you drive home today. Tell me why this isn't going to happen. Is it because the Bengals will pay him? Is it because he will retire? Do you believe he's not actually available? Do you believe the Bengals have an irrational asking price? Or do you believe it's as simple as Brad Holmes, his ego, and his plan? It's all on the board. Why won't it happen, Rico?
You know what? This one I'm going to absolve Brad Holmes from. This is just a couple in a heated fight. And you don't know why and how the fight got escalated to this point, but Trey and the Bengals are on a whole nother level of pettiness that you felt the need to fly all the way to the Bengals headquarters to have your 20-minute impromptu press conference. You could have did it anywhere. You could have did it at home. You felt the need to come here to one up and show up them because you felt disrespected. The Bengals feel disrespected. This thing, I don't know how it's going to work, but this is just messy. Figure out your lives. And once you're done, give me a call. But right now, if I'm Brad, as much as I want another edge rusher, not him, not right now. Because it's something else. I feel like it's something else there, Mike, that we don't know.
He's saying it's personal. He's saying this is now personal, what Zach Taylor and this organization did to me. He said yesterday, coaches told me if I performed, we'll take care of you. You know what they did? They paid Chase and they paid T. I think his cards are all out there.
I mean, it is, but Mike, I'm saying I don't know the genesis of why it got to this point.
Because the Bengals are cheap bastards.
And if that's the case, then you would think that not just Brad, but everybody would be lining up saying, we'll take him, we'll take him.
But they can't. That's the difference. You have $40 million in cap space. You are one of the rare teams that's a winner and actually has money. Not the only one. Okay. So you're right in that sense, but let's not act like 32 teams can make that call.
Okay. I'm going to just go back to what I'm saying. I'm not going to blame Brad on this. This is one where I think both parties are willing to burn the house down before they actually come up and do something smart and something that's a win-win for both. They rather either party. I don't want either to have anything. We'll burn the house down together.
See, here's the thing. Yes,
it's not what I hope for. It's just what I see.
It's definitely the Bengals here. And Rico, you said it to me pre-show. Show prep, whatever you said, if I'm the Bengals, I'm calling his bluff. And that's what they're doing right now. I was amazed that he showed up today until I realized, oh, no, he's speaking. Because I was like, why would you be there if you want a new deal? They're not giving you a new deal. You said what you said yesterday. Why are you there? And then you're right, Mike. He threw that grenade in there. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Because in the video, he's talking to the media, and they're practicing in the back. Mm-hmm. You see them throwing footballs, doing drills. All the attention yet is on him. Mm-hmm. They're not seeing what they're doing in practice. They're talking to him. But the Cincinnati Bengals are at fault here. They're the reason. And why I wondered why no other team, not even just Brad Holmes, hasn't made a deal. Because they refuse to do anything.
They've said you can seek a trade. But that doesn't mean he can seek the trade, and the Bengals come back and go, try again. We want 3 first-round picks. You're saying it's Bengals being unreasonable. How do I in 4 or 5 words go what you're doing?
It's both. It's Bengals and Trey.
Okay. I'm going to blame Brad. So there, that's done.
You're going to blame who?
I'm going to blame Brad.
Bingo. That's exactly what
I mean.
I'm
just meant. Simple to me. He's more worried about Jahmyr Gibbs in 2027 than he is giving this team the best chance to win this year.
I think it's the Steve Yzerman effect of, like, I have a plan and I'm going to be stubborn to it and you're going to have to deal with it. And I think that's exactly what's happening with Brad Holmes. I think, by the way, all of us in a pie chart could be right about this. I'm not saying Rico's wrong and I'm certainly not saying David's wrong, but looks like, seems like, feels like. No, I'm more on Mike's side though. I think this is a Brad Holmes problem.
Look, and understand, none of us know, but that's part of the fun is, look, I don't know many people who don't want it to happen. I'm asking you why it won't. Now, look, the Lions have 42.3 of space now. I have openly said to you, I do not care about 2027. I just don't. Right. Oh, my God, so what happens if we can't pay Jahmyr? And? Like, I don't care. Oh, but what about Aiden's money? We'll figure it out. Like, I just...
Okay, am I giving Brad too much credit for this point? Maybe Brad, not his first time around the block, as it gets closer and closer to NFL kickoff, that price is going to come down. Because at this point, the Bengals are going to see he's serious. We got to recoup something. So right now, I could ask for everything, and you got to pay me.
I would agree with you, except everything I know and everything I hear. The Lions are just not interested in doling out, paying out that kind of big deal unless they've birthed the baby. They only want to pay their own guys.
Okay.
Now,
because I'm thinking
you're not
a week
wrong.
Before the season, maybe
you're not
he's
wrong.
A second round.
But
pick.
You're not wrong in principality. My argument would be the function of it is I want that player at OTAs. I want that player at. I need to get them in my scheme.
Right.
So you're right in the price. But I'd also argue if I get a guy that late in the process, what am I waiting till? Week 3? Week 4?
Yeah.
So, okay.
But at that point, I look at him as, okay, we just made an in-season trade.
Okay, I'm saying it's Brad Holmes and the plan. I won't be slanderous. I do think ego's a part of it. I do think they have a way they want to do it. They are rigid. I just think it's them. Now, it could be a combination where maybe they'd actually break character, but the Bengals are like, we want 17 picks. We're not doing that.
Okay. Yep. Call me when that price comes down.
Exactly. So I'm asking you guys why it won't happen. Because, again, if you don't want Trey Hendrickson, first of all, you're kind of a unicorn. I just don't know too many people who are like, nope, no interest. You can feel free to explain why you don't want him, but it's a different question than what I'm asking you, which is why won't this happen? It makes so much sense. I don't care if Cincinnati, here's my first round pick. Take it. Here, let me insert a joke for Rico. Take all my third round picks before Brad trades them for wide receivers or players who don't have picture profiles.
Or backup QBs.
So you could do those things. I wouldn't care. Because I would argue if I acquire this player, I become, A, the best version of my team. But I also think I now rise to the level of or slightly above the Philadelphia Eagles, which is the defending Super Bowl champion and the favorite in the NFC. You make this move, you give yourself the best chance this year and next year. Mm-hmm. Why won't it happen? I think it's Holmes. You think it's a multitude.
I think Trey and the Bengals are willing to burn down the house rather than just do what's right for both parties. It's now become a line in the sand, and neither one seem weak. So that's why I blame.
248-539-9797. Phone lines are wide open. Why won't this happen? And it could be anything you're thinking of. You want to blame the cap? 2026-27? You're kind of leaning towards the Brad Holmes angle. But cap is separate. You can do that. If you think the Bengals are drunken sailors, that's fine too. Why though? 248-539-9797. All right, when it comes to IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of problems. You need Maurice and Jerry. You need legitimate representation. You need Abraham and Rose. Look, they're not random tax people. These are brick and mortar guys. Maurice, Jerry.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Trey Hendrickson. He talked for 22 minutes. He blistered the organization. He called it personal. Basically accused coaches of lying to him. There is no contract talks, and he's not going to play without a contract. So things are going great in Cincinnati. The question is, why won't this happen if you're a Lions fan? None of us know the answer, and we all hope it does happen, but why won't it? And before people call in and say salary cap, here's the thing. I'm not suggesting for a second it won't be challenging. But I'll give you an example. After this season, does Graham Glasgow need to be here? No. Well, there's $6 million. How do we even know Frank Ragnow returns for 2026 or if he'll be in one piece? Well, there's $13 million. Want me to keep going? There are non-essential pieces, right? You've drafted so well. You found a Christian Mahogany. Mm-hmm. You drafted Ratledge. Well, you're going to replace some people. Eventually, Penei Sewell's moving to left tackle. That means Taylor Decker, there's $15 million in cap savings. Like, those are the decisions that teams make. And you take less to stay, or you get 100% of nothing, and you're gone. I can fund the Trey Hendrickson thing. What about Aiden's buddy? Go to Goff, redo the deal. Go to players, restructure. Yes, you're going to create a cliff that the team eventually goes over. But I'm willing to do it. Why? Look what just happened to my basketball team. If the Celtics didn't go all in and put themselves in a horrific financial position, they don't get a title last year. But the fact is they hung banner 18. They got it done. Whatever happened before or after does not matter. Now Jason Tatum's dead and none of it matters. We got a title, you move on. I don't think it happens because I think the Lions want to play it safe. And they just don't want to pay outsiders. I could be totally wrong, but that's my reason.
Yeah.
Rico says it's a couple fighting and he wants no part of it. It's a Maury Povich show.
It is. But I think at the beginning of the season, or even a couple of the games in, once they realize that Trey was serious, that price will come down. And at that point, you may get him for quite the bargain. If I'm Brad, I'm checking on it every week. but I'm checking the price. And okay, it's like trying to buy plane tickets. All right, now it's time to click.
Let's go to E971. E, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, fellas.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. So the reason why it won't work is because the Lions, they used to be in sellers. They're not going to buy. They're not going to pay them. They're not going to pay the guy. It's the same old SOL Lions. When it comes to getting players from free agency, he don't want to come here. I would love him to come here, mm-hmm. but I don't think Brad is going to pay for him.
No.
That's just like Giannis coming to the Pistons. We can throw everything at them, but the Lions and the Pistons are not ready to be buyers just yet. We're not ready. And one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to the Wolverine softball team for winning the Big Ten championship. Go Blue.
Sure. Let's go to Mark in Rochester.
Give me your people, David.
Mark, what's going on, buddy?
You know what? I'm going to get you a T-shirt.
Mark, what's up?
Did I just hear a softball championship shout out?
Yeah, Mark, I can't speak to it. I was like, yep, if it's important to you, God bless.
Hey, if it wasn't in Otto's update, I don't believe it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, Rico, you were killing me yesterday when you were like, hey, go back and rewatch the Commanders game. Dude, I didn't need to watch that again. I didn't need to hear about that again.
Mark, I'm sorry, but I just got watching it, and it reinforced why I was just like, you got to improve this defense because it was worse than I thought. I wasn't trying to reopen wounds, but I just you got to do better on the defensive line. And when he said, well, we got Aiden and that's all we need. No, that's not all you need.
No. And it's an exhausting topic. I mean, this isn't a shot at your guys' show. Don't take it this way. But like,
no. When
was the last time you guys did a Lions topic that wasn't this topic? Like, I hate the fact that I can't call in and talk to you guys about anything else because it's so blatantly an issue. And it's not just this year with the injuries. It's been this way for a couple years. You know, like, I'm doing my crazy cross championship parlay again this year, and I'm not picking the Lions. How can I? The arrogance is reeking through the room, and they're not going to address it. Fine. And, Mike, I love how you've kind of played this out. It's just, you know what? We'll see if you win a Super Bowl or not. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be spiteful like that with my own team. It sucks.
It does, but Mark, it's a coming of age story. You know, the innocence fades, you become jaded, and it's either win it or F you. That's kind of the relationship I have with my team. So it's like,
I'm about there right now.
I know.
But,
and look, they might be able to get this done without it. I'm not saying they can't win it without it. My viewpoint is, and you've seen this, Mark, with the great organizations in the NFL, you do everything you can to give yourself the best chance. That is the minimum. I do not feel that the Lions are doing that, and I don't think they could say it to their fans with their increased ticket prices when you're sitting on 42.3 in cap space.
No, absolutely. It's ridiculous. Just to answer your question, I don't think it's going to happen for a combination of factors like you guys have alluded to, Brad Holmes' arrogance, Cincinnati being cheap, Trey wanting a Myles Garrett deal, all the above. But, you know, moving forward as a team, I'm kind of looking at this upcoming year as a wash. Like, if we win it, awesome. But I'm not – my expectation level is just down. And as a team moving forward, like, it's to me, going into this year, it's not whether or not we're winning the Super Bowl. To me, it's whether or not do we keep Goff. I think that's the crystallizing question. If Goff can do what he did last year with Morton as OC, mm-hmm. then, like, that's our guy we know in stone. But I think if Goff, you know, falters a little bit – I think that's more the crystallizing question, not will we win a Super Bowl. I mean, look at the schedule. We're probably going to take a step back. It's frustrating. Mike, if I could ask you really quick.
Yeah.
If you believe in Arch Manning, let's just place the assumption that Arch Manning is great.
Okay.
If you have that belief, which I do, what's stopping me from firing 6-1 Texas to win the Natty? Because I don't see any other team. Drew Aller isn't anything. Oregon, I don't believe in Lanning. Any SEC teams, Kirby, I'm not buying Stockton. What's stopping me from just going Texas 6-1 here?
Nothing. I'm not an Arch Manning truther. Like, I still need to see if the young man can play in more than red zone packages or blowouts, but nothing. Everything you've described, Sark is the best play caller arguably in America. They're spending $40 million on their roster. Is Ohio State – look, it's Ohio State or Texas to me, and they're both breaking in new quarterbacks.
And see, Mark, I would say this. It's – I would hold off because you don't know what try-hard guy is going to all of a sudden blow up on their new team.
Rico went, you know what? Mark, call back and ask the Thursday before the season, and no one's hit the portal or called the Wambulance. That's probably the move. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. We have to get into – a number of things with a blitz coming up, including winners and losers from the lottery last night. More to do. 97.1.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything? The Trey Hendrickson conversation in a different way. He had a 22-minute speech today. We asked the question, why won't this happen? And there's a myriad of reasons. NBA lottery, corruption. I mean, if you thought it wasn't fixed before last night, I don't know what to tell you. And I thought the Pistons were a big winner, both on and off the court last night because, well, Cooper Flagg's not in the East. Giannis is going to go to San Antonio, so he's out of the East. And Jason Tatum won't be out of a wheelchair for a year. So the Celtics are going to blow up. Kind of moved up the Pistons timeline to me. So all of that available to you. Let's get Ken. He's been patient. And then David, some ticket texts. We'll get to a big finish. They're going to try to play tonight. That sounded like a very sheepish.
Tarps off the field.
Question mark. I hate when they do this in baseball. This isn't a Tigers thing or an ad hominem attack. I don't like when teams, quote, try to get it in.
Because you waste a pitcher.
No, it's just not fair to the fans. And it's fair to the game. And it's not the best product. And you end up with stoppages or a game cut short versus forecast is better tomorrow. You play a double dip. The Sox aren't coming back to town. And let's just get it right. It's not a Tiger thing. It's a baseball thing. We've all watched these games. Mm-hmm. And you're going, why are they even playing? Nobody wants to be here. It's pouring. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's.
Even if you just did a day-night doubleheader. But, yeah, you're right.
Whatever. Ken is up next, 97.1. Kenny, what's going on, pal?
Hey, fellas. How are you this afternoon?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Good. I just wanted to go back to the Lions real quick. I know you're trying to move on.
No, you're good. You're good. What's up?
Yeah. I think I don't believe it's going to happen. I think it's going to be the Bengals. They've already completely destroyed, in my opinion, the best quarterback in the league, Joe Burrow, and they refuse to get him any help. He stands back there and gets murdered. Their organization, I'm glad I'm not living in Cincinnati because I think they'd rather just sit on it to make a point. I think the Lions will make every effort to get it, especially as the time goes on. But I don't think the Bengals are going to give on this. I think they'd rather have him sit out the whole year.
Ken, I'm with you. They've reached a point where they've hit irreconcilable differences, and both would rather just watch the house burn than actually get something out of it.
Yeah, and what they did with Joe Burrow, that's completely unbelievable. Like I said, it's just my opinion, but I think he's the best quarterback in football put in the right situation.
No, I agree with you there, but it's the Bengals, and the Bengals be bengling. What can you say?
Kind of. Appreciate it, Kenny.
Okay, man. You guys have a good night.
You too, brother. Appreciate you. The Bengals be bangling. Yeah, that sounds about right. David, what do you got for me, buddy?
Well, on that note, you asked who's to blame here. Somebody did send this. You are overlooking Mike Brown, the owner. He's a moron. He is the problem in Cincinnati. That's why it's not happening. Someone else says, we all heard Aiden's comments about Garrett. This is the same. He wants to be the guy. He wants those dollars. So blame Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay.
Bengals have their heads up there. You know what? Signing T. Higgins was dumb. Corey in Cincinnati.
I can't argue. I mean, look, having Chase and look, it's what you're going to deal with J-Mo. I hate to break it to you. It's why I don't want to sign J-Mo. Not that I think he's a horrible kid or a bad player. It's I already have paid Amon-Ra. That's it. There's no more.
I don't think the trade will happen, as I don't feel like the Lions want to have two of the top three defensive ends under contract. So I blame cap situation. It won't happen because Brad doesn't want to pay two elite rushers. I mean, Aiden basically said it himself. Blame Aiden. Holmes doesn't have the you-know-whats to make this move because it makes his job harder the next few seasons with trying to manage the cap. Frustrated season ticket holder. The Lions won't get Henderson because they believe that this is Hutchinson's team, not Henderson's team. They don't want anyone else next to him. Someone else says,
see, I think that point, and I obviously none of us can prove it. We're in the opinion game. I'm not slandering anybody. There feels like, seems like, sounds like, that's a thing. And I go back to the way Aiden talked about Myles Garrett. Ah, man, too many guys can't do it.
Yeah,
it's I and look, I'm not being accusatory. I think it's pretty well established in sports at the highest levels. Not only do these guys have them, but they deserve to have them. There's a lot of big egos in this business. And the idea is, that's my money. I remember Ray Lewis talking about this. The whole idea of the guy I line up against, yeah, I hate him. Like, that guy's trying to take money off my table. And when they draft a new rookie, they're trying to take money off my table.
Man, I didn't really think about it like that, but you're right. It's true.
So I can't prove that. I'm just saying. I'm also not dismissive of it. They believe Aiden's the face of the franchise. They don't want to have that competitive nature to it. They want to make him the established highest paid guy in the league and on defense. All I care about is Lombardi
Trophy. No, it's funny because they actually have a history about this, except for with the quarterback position where they would only have one. They would never bring in anybody else to give any competition. Whoever the quarterback was for the Lions was your guy through thick and thin. Now you've fallen into golf. But, yeah, it was some lean years. And they refused to bring it. Like, why don't you bring in this guy to back up? No, we don't do that here.
Okay. It won't happen because Brad is trying to build a good team that is good for a long time instead of trying to build a great team. He's trying to be the Ravens or Steelers and not the Eagles or Chiefs. Well, judging by how he addressed the media and how he went about the draft, I don't think our general manager is going to do anything to address the D-line. He thinks he's the smartest man in the room. That is Joe from Ann Arbor. Someone else says it won't happen because of Brad Holmes. He's the reason. It's crazy. They tell us the blueprint every year, and it's right in front of us. They think Aiden is enough.
Okay.
Poor choice.
Well, no, listen. If they win the Super Bowl, it's not a poor choice. You got to be right. Why, Kenny? Because that's what the money's for.
That's what the money's for!
That's exactly right. David, anything else?
Just simply, Brad is the problem.
Okay, that's a ticket text, not David's personal editorial.
Correct.
Okay? We'll get to a big finish. We'll take care of business. They're going to try to play tonight. Bring your poncho. The weather does not look very good. 97.1.
All right, we're going to take you right up to Tiger Baseball. So we call this little thing the big finish. David, if you would.
So I'll start right where we just left off. And the question was, why won't it get done with Trey Hendrickson? Many reasons came across the ticket text. Mike, you believe that it's Brad Holmes. Rico, you believe there's a mixture of reasons there.
No, I just think that it's Cincinnati and Trey. Neither one really wants what's best. They are just trying to spite each other.
Look, none of us can prove any of us wrong, so we don't need to do this again.
When you show up and have a press conference right in front of the building, that's some ill will.
Shark attacks.
I still think if you want something to happen in this league, it happens. And the Lions have shown no interest. In fact, getting very defensive when you ask them to do something bold. Until or unless I see otherwise, they're more concerned about 2027 salary cap than their best chance to win a Super Bowl this year.
We also got into the, for a quick second we did, the Bill Belichick saga there. Just wanted to know, is he going to be there after June 1st when June 1st it drops from $10 million buyout to $1 million?
When you're asked at media days your girlfriend's role with UNC football, you've lost cabin pressure. The buyout drops June 1st. the AD didn't want him. Yeah. I don't think the school wanted it. The boosters did. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Think about it. The question wasn't who's going to be your quarterback. What role will she have? That should tell you everything you need to know about North Carolina football.
You're exactly right. One thing we did learn today, we started the show off with this, and that Mike has come over to the dark side.
Mm.
He believes in the conspiracy that the NBA draft lottery is rigged.
Oh, yeah.
And you gave examples, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, whether it's – look what happened last night. Nico Harrison makes the inexplicable trade. And again, I didn't think the trade on surface was as bad as people thought. It was the idea he didn't shop. Well, maybe we know why. Liam Neeson. Here, we'll give you the number one pick. Oh, you don't believe me? Look what happened with New Orleans. Really? Remember when they didn't have an owner and Tom Benson had to play like patriarch of the city? Here's Zion. Remember when the league voided the Chris Paul deal? Here's AD. Remember when the fledgling Magic in hillbilly-ass Orlando? Yeah, here's Shaq, here's Weber, here's Penny. I mean, we could do this all day.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was criminal. So I'm with Rico. We're just short of aliens, but he's got me on this one.
Well, you kind of saw that. Hey, it didn't work out the way I thought, but in the end, San Antonio still ended up being the winner. They didn't get Cooper Flagg, but they got enough to get Giannis. They'll take that.
And within that conversation, we did receive a call from one of our favorite callers. That was caller DJ. He talked about the lottery being rigged, but he also gave us some information. He visited Churchill Downs, and he told us, well, Mike already knew this, but he informed the rest of us that Churchill Downs is in the ghetto. You got rich white people walking in the hood to get into Churchill Downs, and I'm blown away.
I can't believe you didn't know this. And it's the same thing at the Preakness. I mean, Pimlico, look out with that section of Baltimore. Yeah. So, yeah, you got a bunch of goofballs. I've been one of them. You're dressed up like it's the damn Great Gatsby, except you're in an episode of The Wire.
What about...
I mean, it's a pretty wild scene.
What about Belmont when they finish it?
Belmont's fine.
Okay.
I mean, Elmont, New York, Floral Park, these are no great shakes, but it ain't nothing like... It ain't nothing like... Churchill.
I'm not very comfortable in this neighborhood.
Oh, my God, Alice. I see black people everywhere. Yeah, it's just.
Does this hide your wife, hide your kids?
No, okay. I just. People crack me up when they're all afraid of what? People that are different than you? Like, grow up. So just dumb.
So the morning show.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
A lot of blacks. Maybe too many blacks.
Kenneth,
I thought Dave was going, there's my African-American friend.
No, stop. Come on.
Go one at a time. One at a time.
Come on,
that's
people.
Enough for right now.
My
that's
goodness.
Enough for right now. But the drop I will play is, because Rico, that's how you felt when you watched the lottery and you saw Zion. He looked great.
Zion has dropped some LBs. He's hit the gym. He's in shape. He looks like an NBA basketball. He looks like the guy that we all thought was the number one overall pick, and he was going to come in and be a superstar in this league. I think he's rededicated his life, and I think he's focused. And he's a guy that I would take a chance on if I were the Pistons. If I was Trajan Lang, I would make that call and see what you want, because I think the asking price won't be as much. You can keep a lot of the pieces together. But adding him with Cade will be enough. Why? Because there is a new opportunity in the East. The Celtics, you know, Jason Tatum is done for the year. Okay, he won't be there next year. So the Boston Celtics, I don't know what they're going to be. Cleveland, we're seeing that they were great in the regular season, but not so much. It really boils down to about four teams for me in the East. You could be one of those four teams if you make this move.
Yeah, that is definitely the conversation we had regarding the Pistons at 3 o'clock, was about them winning yesterday. Yes, we understand there was a lot of things that happened yesterday, and the San Antonio Spurs, sure, getting a number two pick. They could possibly trade that. But the Pistons won last night. The East looks vulnerable.
You know, look, Cooper Flagg ain't coming here to the East. Giannis is probably going to San Antone, and Jason Tatum's dead. I mean, that's a hat trick of all positive things for the Pistons. So, to me, it speeds timeline up. Not desperation, But I think it's totally okay to push a button and get better this offseason instead of just bringing back the gym class heroes. Yeah, because the East, it could be yours next year. No hyperbole. You make the right move, and I'm not talking an all-in desperation thing. You make the right move, why couldn't the Pistons win 55 games? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't they be the top of the East?
And on that note, yeah, that is the update there for the Boston Celtics is that Jason Tatum, yes, he did tear his Achilles tendon and he had surgery last night. And because of, I shouldn't say because of that, but you did kind of mention there was a piece there that the Pistons should consider, and that's Derek White.
Well, just because everyone's going to talk about Jaylen Brown, but he's more expensive financially and the acquisition cost. Derek White's all-NBA defensive team. Absolutely can run an offense, dead-eye three-point shooter, clutch player, two-way player. You can free up Cade late in the games, and he's a winner. You're bringing in a winning player, a defensive player, a guy one end of the floor, he'll block a shot. Right down to the other end, kick out, he hits the corner three. He just makes the winning plays. He'd be great here.
He would.
And he's only $28
million. Yeah, I was about to say, once again, it's cost-effective. And you get to keep Beaston.
Oh, for God's sakes. With this, you know what? I'm almost to a point I want to spite trade him just so I never have to hear his name in this town again. Hey, Kenny, Tiger Baseball is next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.